in Accrington are. What an inspiration. Well, Dr. Julie Bradshaw, MBE, holds a number of accolades for her swimming achievements for long distance and swimming the Channel. She coaches people through her Get Set for Success business. And, well, Julie's swum the Channel many times. She was 15 when she first did it. She's also swam around Manhattan Island in New York. And earlier I spoke to her about why it's important we learn to swim and what she thought of the figures about primary school children not having potentially life-saving skills.
It is a shocking figure, but having been involved for many years as a PE teacher myself, and obviously in my own business now, I do coach and teach swimming. There are many children who cannot swim, and swimming lessons are so important, and getting swimming in at schools. Unfortunately, from my own experience, the one thing that gets cut off the PE curriculum in schools is the swimming, because unless a school is very, very lucky to have a swimming pool on site, they have to travel, and then it's the time and then the cost. So not all schools are as lucky as I was when I was younger.
And I think as well, you know, the school curriculum is just so packed, isn't it, that trying to fit everything in. And, you know, some children don't sort of, it takes them a while to learn those, you know, essential life-saving skills of being able to learn to swim. So to be able to complete it in a certain length of time might not work for some children.
That's very true. It is about continuity and progression, and it's all about confidence. You know, you do get the child that does not like water, and it's about a case of building the confidence up. So if you don't do it on a regular basis, their confidence isn't going to be built up. And of course, obviously, from the confidence comes the skills and the learning to swim.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on a little bit as well. You know, we've mentioned your exploits and your huge achievements, but when did you start swimming, Julie?
I started to swim when I was very young. I was very fortunate to go swimming into school in Blackpool, and I had a lovely teacher called Mrs. Cheatham, who unfortunately a couple of weeks ago just died, actually, 94 years old. She was absolutely fantastic. She ran all the lessons in the school, and I was just very lucky. Obviously, from the swimming lessons, I progressed onto swimming club and then moved on to bigger and better, obviously, with my Channel Swimming world record exploits. Only the other week, I was in a college down in Berkshire giving a talk on my swimming and doing some coaching. It's about, you know, inspiring and showing people that, you know, showing the students what you can do. I mean, I was 15 when I first swam the Channel, and I'd started out doing open water swimming when I was 13. And I just remember one of my maths teachers when I was 15 asking about, oh, you're a good swimmer. Of course, I said, yes, miss. And she said, well, you'll be doing the Channel next. She was a little bit in awe when I said I'd already done it. it's all about that inspiration, you know. I mean, I can go to students and children and say, well, you know, at your age, I did this. And it can be done. And it provides that inspiration and motivation that people can achieve what they want in their lives.
Well, and I know sort of up to the lead up to the Olympics and Paralympics last year, I'm sure it inspired a lot of children thinking, but here we're talking about just essential swimming skills, being able to swim a length. And, you know, the ASA, the Amateur Swimming Association, say that, you know, some primary school children can't even swim the length of a swimming pool, you know, without unaided, without water wings, without help. And that is pretty worrying.
It is pretty worrying. And, you know, something has to be done about it, you know, to give these, you know, young children the skills that they need and to provide. You know, rather than, I know a lot of swimming pools over the country that are closing. There's only just one in the area in Leicestershire just recently because the council didn't have enough money to keep it going. You know, the local people use that, and as you've quite rightly said, the Olympics last year, they all had to start from young. It all starts at grassroots. And if people aren't, you know, getting the skills from early days, it's just, they're not going to go anywhere. They need it, definitely.
The government recommends that there should be 22 hours a year dedicated to teaching children to how to swim. And so do you think 22 hours a year, is that enough?
My personal opinion is no, it's not enough. But people are constricted with time and budgets and everything. And swimming is a very, very vital skill. It's also, you know, in the days of obesity, you know, with young children, it's about, you know, going out there, giving them activity and actually being able to give them something that they can actually do. And like you say, if children aren't achieving that, you know, one length, it's very, very important, you know, to go on holiday. They need to be confident that, you know, if they're going to go in the water, they can swim to save their own lives.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Well, that was Dr. Julie Bradshaw, MB. Holds a number of accolades for swimming, particularly across the channel, the English Channel. And I'd like to hear your thoughts this morning. You're texting through.